everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report on August 16th. And this is a Wednesday, as usual, and this is episode number 65. The title of today's show is, here we go, people. This is Roger speaking, Vaccines and Fatalities. Let's talk. Okay. But in order to get to that point, what we need to do is get through our usual intro and allow me to do this. This show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring into the conversation momentarily. Mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. I say this every week because most people, far too many people, haven't realized this yet. And all you really have to do is look around. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. Look, I say this every week. I'll synopsize it this week. It won't take me 5 minutes to say it, but please, if you really want to support these platforms and you give them money on an irregular basis, just figure what you spend over the course of a year, divide it by 12. The next time you go in, click the button that says make this a monthly reoccurring donation and put that number in there. You haven't spent any more, but you have given them more security to know how to use their funds. If they're aware that every month a certain amount's going to come in, then they can get services to provide to you, or better services to provide to you, because the stations can afford them. So do them a favor, give them that monthly. You haven't given them any more than you normally would have, but you've given them security of knowing that each month they're going to have a certain amount of money to spend to make the network better. So if you can, please do that. They're all worth it. Stephen, how are you today? And I ask you every week, did I get that wrong? And every week you say, nope.
Oh, I'm pretty good today.
Okay. I'm glad for that, because last couple of weeks it hasn't been so good for you. But how many pool games did you win last week after the show?
2 out of 4. I had a break and run on me one game, so I never got on my seat.
Okay. All right. Let me continue. The mission of this show, again, is always to communicate facts. But our mission is to keep you armed with vital truth, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital truths and issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show, TLBTalk.com. Come and see us and say what needs to be said. Also, a link to any references used or articles used in this presentation will be included in tomorrow's show article published on the Liberty Beacon by noon central every Thursday, including an active link to anything I used to make the show. Okay, I don't know if I can send you an active link to Steve, though. Steve, you got an active link to you?
Do I have an active link?
Yes. I'm just joking.
Oh, that's okay.
All. Yeah. All right, so now it's down to business. Let's go over the title of the show again, because most of you already know that Roger has done a massive amount of research on this topic and written over 1,000 articles and done at least 500 or 600 shows on this topic. Eagle's Eye Report, Vaccines and Fatalities. Let's talk. Let me throw some opening comments at you. And yes, I am jumping on vaccines again today. Why? Well, let's think about that, okay? Why does Roger want to hit vaccines so much, all right? We talk about all of the evil on the planet. We talk about the financial evil. We talk about the military evil. We talk about this classic evil. We talk about all of the evils on the planet. But it seems like when we mention medicine, it's like, oh, the angels come out and sing. Yeah, you dust off your halo just a little bit and... But it's far from the truth. As a matter of fact, it is so far from the truth, it is insane. But this is exactly what you're supposed to believe. So, before I get too far ahead, let me continue. All right, I'm jumping on vaccines today. Why? Because never in the history of mankind has something been used to harm or eliminate so many people, and in quotes, while making so many so damn rich, and still be widely acceptable as humanity's savior, medicinally, via propaganda, or dare I say it, disinformation. Hey, does this sound familiar to anybody? Stephen, aren't they knocking us off left and right for propaganda and disinformation?
Uh-huh. Well, they're trying to anyways, yeah.
Well, the most successful propaganda and disinformation program in the history of modern society are vaccines. But nope, nobody's holding them accountable except the people like you and me. And there are some good alternative sources out there that are giving it to you straight. These are the places I go when I do my research. But let's continue. When most people think about vaccines, what do they think about? Well, they think global lifesavers, such as in COVID, child protectors, life extenders, anything but deadly fertility killers, child wreckers, or anything else controversial. Because they have been propagandized all of their lives to believe that vaccines are the biggest gift humanity has ever had. And none of this is true. But for people like us discussing these points, we are considered dangerous. Don't listen to Landry. Don't listen to the Liberty Beacon Project. And I could give you a list of don't listens to that's so long, it would go past the end of the show. These are the people they don't want you to listen to. Why? Because vaccines have accomplished what nothing else has been able to accomplish on this planet in the last century and a half, which is the elites eliminating a large portion of this population. And everybody's saying, well, they got some good weapons. What about that? If you start launching nuclear weapons all across the planet, yeah, the elites will survive. But how long do you think they're going to have to live in their underground bunkers? 20,000 years. Okay. Worst, best case scenario, 10,000 years. How many elites do you think want to go underground for 10,000 years to get rid of you? They don't. And they have tried multiple mechanisms on very small levels to see exactly what the returns would be. And guess what has given them the best damn returns? Why the hell do you have a yearly flu classified as the worst plague humanity has ever seen and force, or I don't know, browbeat into vaccinating multiple times billions of people across the planet, something that has never been done? And it all happens in a very short period of time, almost as if it was choreographed and focused. But I get ahead of myself. We're talking about vaccines here, and we're going to go back a little bit into the history, or into the viability, or into the how are they supposed to function, so we know how we got here today. Okay? Again, when most people today think of vaccines, they think of global lifesavers, COVID, child protectors, or life extenders. But that's not what they are. And there is enough proof. Roger has written, you don't have to believe me. Go to the Liberty Beacon, and they're on 6 or 7 different websites, but the Liberty Beacon has a majority of them, at least 600 or 700 of the over 1,000 I have written. Why does Roger sound so passionate about this topic every time he talks about it? It is the biggest topic of research I have ever had in my life. That's how important it is to me. I have written more about it than any other topic I've written about, even tyranny, even it doesn't matter. This, to me, is an underhanded move by an elitist caste to accomplish what they've always been trying to accomplish, but nobody's looking there. Or is that starting to change? So let's look at a few, points that are related to this. Why does the country with the most expensive and supposedly most advanced medical research and production have the highest number of chronically ill citizens on the planet. Listen to me, people. What did I just say? We are the most medically advanced, supposedly, okay, country on the planet. We have the largest medical budget on the planet, bar none, okay, by a huge margin. All of this, but yet, okay, we have the highest number of chronically ill citizens on the planet. Does 1 to 1 make 2 to anybody here? Does it? There has to be a reason. There has to be a reason why we have, I don't know, the most advanced medical technology and the highest budget, but yet we have the sickest, the most chronically ill society on the planet. And I'm not talking about numbers. I'm talking about ratio, percentage of population. Okay? That way you can compare us to somebody like Israel, or compare us to somebody like China, which has a hell of a lot more people than America. It is the portion of your society that is being affected. Next question. Why does the country with the most expensive and supposedly most advanced medical research and production have the highest level of autism and SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, in our children on the planet? We're the most wealthy society on the planet. We have the highest medical budget by a long shot on the planet. We are the most advanced technologically on the planet. Yet our kids, we have the highest level of autism on the planet in our kids, and SIDS is out of control as compared to what it was maybe 60, 70 years ago. And what have we seen? What can we pin the rise of SIDS to and the rise of autism to? Gee, why don't you go in and look at the amount of children and the required vaccinations, whether it's to go to school or whatever, for our children over the last 70 years, okay, since about, about 1950. And then once you've looked at that, okay, once you've looked at the increase or the number of vaccines or the increase in number of vaccines that children had to have each year before they went to school or whatever they did, and compare it to the rise in SIDS and autism. Please do that. Please. And if I know this, and researchers have been talking about this for 10, 15 years, and every time they open their mouth, it gets beat into the ground. What's going on, people? The United States, the wealthiest nation on the planet, supposedly, the most technologically advanced on the planet, supposedly, the most scientifically, when it comes to medicine, advanced on the planet, supposedly, with the sickest and most chronically ill society on the planet, with our kids sticking out like a sore thumb. Because when I said autism and I said SIDS, that's the tip of the iceberg, people. We have the sickest children on the planet. How does that make sense to anybody listening to me talk? And if you don't believe me, how about doing a little research before you challenge what I say? I keep telling you, I do not get angry like this. I do not raise my voice like this unless I am trying to make sure you understand the truth with the accent on it it deserves. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the next question, all right? Why does the country with the most expensive and supposedly most advanced medical and research and production, yes, I use this as the beginning to every question so you understand how it fits, have an ever-increasing level of infertility? The United States is in a position most of you don't understand. And again, some of you are not going to believe what I'm about to say, so do a little homework, please. If the southern border wasn't open, if we didn't have the influx of illegals and legals, okay, there are people who come into this country legally, if we didn't have the major influx we have of legal and illegal immigrants, the United States population would be declining. Did you hear what I just said? We, right now, we the people, American citizens, suffer infertility at such a level that if we didn't have a massive input of illegals and some legals, the United States population would be decreasing yearly and at an increasing rate. When do you think all of this started, people? When do you think the fertility started to drop off a cliff? Let me ask you to do this again, okay? What I would like you to do is go in and look and see, okay? And then compare it to when vaccines started to be issued at a major level. And what you will see is, once again, gee, one seems connected to the other, doesn't it? And I could go on and on and on. Having done as much research on vaccines and published as many articles as I have, what I understand better than most people understand is that this is far more serious than most people would even consider because of that propaganda. Because from the time that they've been old enough to know what a vaccine is, they have been told over and over again, you cannot survive without them. You're going to die from this, or you're going to die from that, or you're going to die from this, so you got to have your vaccines. And you got to have them all the time. And whenever we tell you, you have to have them. Okay? Not a joke, not a guess. We're looking at something that has more of an effect on humanity, especially in the last couple of years, than just about any other component we can discuss. And I'm not joking. I'm not guessing. I'm looking at it happening, people. I'm watching it happen. But then I know what to look for. Today, because people like me are considered nuts, we're considered tinfoil hat wearers. We're considered vaccines are dangerous. That guy's an idiot. Don't listen to him. And this is what we suffer. We suffer that for a very good reason. Because most people today, with so many things going bad, so many things going wrong, the average household, from what I heard this weekend, could be suffering as much as an additional $700 worth of expenditures since the COVID emergency started. $700, not a year, a month. This is what's going on around you. And we're going to get in to how the vaccines affected the COVID issue as well. But let's get just a little bit more history in here, okay? Okay, so another quick point, because I'm not going to ask any more questions. I figure you already got the right answers in your mind, but let's go to a point. How many of you know the damage certain metals in vaccines can do to the brain? How many of you know that? How many of you even know there are metals in the vaccines that are issued to you? And what the hell are metals doing in your vaccines? Is this something that's relevant? Oh, yeah. We're talking about people dying. We're talking about infertility. We're talking about autism. We're talking about, and I could go on, okay? If you take a look, Alzheimer's could be associated with this as well. Dementia could be associated with this as well. What does Roger mean with this as well? Okay, how many of you know the damage certain metals and vaccines can do to the brain? But they can't get across the blood-to-brain barrier. They can't do that by themselves. We have a barrier in our head that prevents certain things like toxic metals, so on and so forth, from crossing from the bloodstream into the brain to affect the brain. It's called the blood-to-brain barrier. And these, quote-unquote, metals in vaccines aren't allowed to pass. But you knew there had to be a but, right? Anybody know what fluoride is? Yeah, that stuff in your toothpaste, right? How it affects you? How does fluoride affect you? How many of you know that fluoride is neurotoxic? How many of you know that? But supposedly there's not enough of it in your, I don't know, your toothpaste to really hurt you unless you brush your teeth 50 times a day. But I'm not going to let this go, okay? Where else do you find a massive amount of the toxin? Where do you find it? Fluoride? How about in your municipal drinking water? Not a joke. The United States, here he goes again, is the most fluoridated nation on the planet. They put a neurotoxin, because supposedly it's going to help your teeth, they put a neurotoxin in your water that over how many years you drink that water, it's cumulative. So you are drinking and giving your kids a neurotoxin at a very small level, but what else does that do? Okay. Why is it that no matter how many times people ask, you can't get the fluoride out of your community water supply? It's just like you're barking up a tree and nobody's listening. Okay, let me explain what it does to the blood-to-brain barrier and how that relates to vaccines containing either thimerosal, which is mercury, okay, it's a disinfectant, and or aluminum, which is an adjuvant, which makes supposedly the vaccine more effective. But both mercury, which is actually the most toxic substance on the planet outside of ionizing radiation, but they're putting that in your vaccine. But anyway, okay? So thimerosal, which is mercury, or aluminum, they're both extremely toxic to the brain and the brain synapses. But guess what? You go and get a shot. You come home. That stuff, that thimerosal, that mercury, that aluminum is hanging out around outside of the brain because guess what? It can't get in. The blood-to-brain barrier said, ho, you ain't getting in here. Then you get home and you're thirsty and you pour a nice tall glass of water from the faucet, plop a few ice cubes in it and chug it down. Now, for all of you that say, I don't drink water from my tap. I drink only bottled water. You better take a look at two things. One, does your bottled water say fluoride on it? And if it doesn't, listen to me. Get a hold of your bottled water company and ask them if they are not, okay? If it's okay that they do not mark it on their bottle. Because believe it or not, there are water companies out there that have permission not to put fluoride on their ingredient list. I'm not joking. But then it's the same thing with the mercury, the thimerosal, or the aluminum. There are vaccines out there that when you look at the list of components, they don't say thimerosal. They don't say mercury on them. Why? Because they are below the threshold where Pfizer or anybody else has to report it as part of the content. But let me explain something to you people. It doesn't matter. Thimerosal is harmful and it will accumulate at any level. If it's 0.01, and the limit is 0.012, so you're below it, you can put your vaccine out and state it does not contain thimerosal. Does it? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But you're not being told that, okay? You're not being told that a neurotoxin is being put into the body of your children. Yes, but it goes even worse than that. Let me explain this to you. How many women are convinced, far too many, that's the right answer, to get vaccinated for certain things while they are pregnant? These metals, and believe it or not, thimerosal and aluminum have been tied to things like autism, like I said, okay, degenerative diseases, Alzheimer's disease, all of these things, things that seriously affect the brain. This is isn't a joke, people. This is an absolute fact. We know this to be a fact. We know this, and we know that if you required each and every one of these vaccine manufacturers to state any level of aluminum or thimerosal in their vaccines, you would suddenly find out that all of the vaccines that state they no longer have thimerosal do, in fact, have thimerosal. Again, we're talking about the history of vaccines. We're talking about the infertility problem in America. We're talking about the autism problem in America. We're talking about the SIDS problem in America. We're talking about, should I continue? You give a pregnant woman a shot that contains thimerosal, an infant child, an unborn child, doesn't have a blood-to-brain barrier. What have you just done to that child? How many times have you been told that? How many? How many women before they get that shot say, is there any aluminum or any mercury in that? Because I have an unborn child and I'm not willing to go through that. How many of you ask? The reason you don't ask is because you haven't got a clue you should. But how many children are born today with mental deficiencies? How many? How many are born today with autism? How many children have SIDS? How many children? And I could go on and on. We have the most chronically ill society and the sickest children on the planet, but we outspend every other nation on the planet by billions every year.
Hey, Roger?
Yeah.
I just found out today I caught a video, a woman on TikTok, I think, or Instagram or something, but she's saying that she just found out that there's what's called the endocrine disruptor sewn into sewn into underwear.
I've got to tell you something. Steve and I appreciate you saying that, because what you did is back up exactly what I just said. The U.S. population has been targeted for a very long time. And for all of you who don't understand what Roger's saying, let me put it to you in basic terms. And Stephen, thank you. Okay. If you take a look at what happens in the United States within a couple of years, if it's successful, okay, we at one time were the most vaccinated society on the planet. We tolerated it. We were convinced it was good. It spread like wildfire. And I could go on and on with that. Okay. If you take a look at all of this we're talking about right now, this doesn't just affect the United States. This affects the whole planet. And the thing of it is, so many people are, I don't know, they're believing the propaganda. The point Stephen just made adds to the point I made. The United States, if it didn't have so many illegals crossing the border or so many legals coming in each year, we wouldn't be able to maintain our population. We are at a point right now where American citizens cannot maintain the U.S. population. There are so many of us that are sterile or infertile. And gee, what is one of the absolute known issues with the COVID-19 vaccine? The spike proteins tend to gather in the heart, in the liver, in the testes, in the ovaries. Would you like me to go on? Not a joke. And I'm going to scare you just a little bit more. There is recent information that is coming out all over the place showing beyond a shadow of a doubt that you don't have to be vaccinated. But if you live with or spend a lot of time around, shedding is true, because the spike proteins and the clots have also been found in the blood of the unvaccinated. But it comes from that shedding, because it's the same mechanism you find in the vaccinated, and the cause is the same. So anybody out there who lives with vaccinated or spends a lot of time around the fully vaccinated, am I telling you you're going to die just like them? I'm not even going to tell you they're going to die. There are protocols. Go to Mercola. And this is probably the best thing I'm going to do all day. Go to Mercola.com. Actually, I've got an article I will pin in the article tomorrow that this show will be embedded in. And everybody can go there. Look, all of this right now, it doesn't have to mean you're going bye-bye. what most people don't understand is the evil they're trying to do has recourse. There are two or three systems in place that you can use to remove these damaging components, including the spike proteins, from your body, especially if you're not vaccinated. So I will make sure you have that article. Look at the bottom. Mercola offers a link to several processes that can be used to detoxify. And I strongly recommend it, people, because what you are looking at, when you tell me this had to go across the entire planet, and we know for a fact it affects your longevity and your fertility, what kind of plan do you think this was, people? What kind? Please tell me. And then you're going to just have to have, what flu year did you have 5 vaccines in? Please tell me. 4 vaccines in for the same flu. 3 vaccines in. Come on, tell me. How many people really, now that you're looking back on this, hindsight 2020, how many people really understand today the amount of hoops you were literally coerced into jumping through for no reason at all except the lies you were being told? Wait a minute. How many,
Say, Roger.
Steve. Yeah. Are we going to take a break? I need a breath.
I just looked
at
the time.
I'll pick this up on the other side, people. Thank you, Steve.
All right.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. For everybody listening to that, do me a favor, please, okay? If you need a place where you can talk, say about the things we're talking about right now. Try doing that on Facebook. I dare you. Try doing it on Instagram. I dare you. You want me to go on? Okay. The things we're talking about right now, you're not allowed to talk about unless you go to tlbtalk.com and make a group and invite your friends. That's a community set up for we the people. And this is where you need to go to discuss the things you know you need to discuss and to learn the things from other people who may know them but haven't been allowed to tell you. TLBTalk.com. It's a place where you can go and say what needs to be said or learn what is vital to learn. Okay. When we went to the break, I was in one of, I think Stephen called it another rant, which I promptly told him my whole show's a rant. I just get breathing time. Isn't that what I said, Steve?
Yes, that's what the case is, too.
Okay. All right. So, I could go on for days talking about the damage being done by vaccines to humanity. If you want me to put that all in one comment, here it is, people. The biggest weapon ever used against the collective of humanity today is not a nuclear bomb. It's not. Okay. What is it? It's a vaccine. It's something that for the last 100 years, humanity has been taught more and more not to question, more and more not to refuse, more and more to understand this was humanity's savior. Did anybody think that once this started, and people like myself and Steve and other alternative sources that have done a lot of research on vaccines started shouting warnings, did anybody think we would really be listened to or believed? There have been anti-vax, and that's basically what we're called, anti-vaxxers. There have been anti-vaxxers around for a long time. There have been alternative sources talking about this for a long time. What is bothering these people the most is that we are looking and researching. We're seeing the unexplained deaths rise across the planet at a rate we've never seen in human history. We have seen infertility screaming up across the planet, and I could go on and on. And we are the people who have been writing articles, doing shows, and talking about vaccines, me, for a dozen years. And all of a sudden, I'm looking and seeing everything I feared the most. And I'm not joking. And I have a little bit more information to carry through on this, okay? Let's jump into an article that focuses on the recent history of vaccines, how we are reacting to the COVID mRNA jabs globally, including the fact that the fully vaccinated are in fact shedding. Yes, please understand that. If you're somebody who pretty much lives on your own and only goes to the store every once in a while, that type of thing, like me, I spend most of my time working. I'm only out of this house one day a week for a couple of hours. I would say I have a minimal chance, but would I still go through one of the routines to get anything that may be in my body out, any spike proteins? Yes, I would. All right, but let's jump into an article that focuses on the recent history. So let me give you a few talking points, and this is the way I deliver. And this is by an article from Mercola. And yeah, I would say at least 40% of the articles I present come from the Mercola site. Mercola has already been punished. He's already pretty much had to go behind a paywall, because if he didn't, they were going to shut him down. Why? Because like me, but I don't have the audience he does. So they're not going to be quite as focused on me as they were on him. He had to be shut up. Now, if you go behind a paywall, they figure not as many people are going to pay, or that information isn't available to anybody's eyes unless they're a member. So you're not as much of a threat to them, and you can continue to do what you do. Believe it or not, there may come a day when the Liberty Beacon Project, when TLB Talk has to go behind a paywall. Why? Because on TLB Talk, it's not like Facebook. It's not like Instagram. You want to talk about vaccines, you talk about it. You want to talk about tyranny in the White House, you talk about it. You want to talk about things that the government don't want you to talk about, like traitors in the White House because of what's coming across the southern border, you talk about it. You can't talk about it anywhere else. So this is the reason. But I'm going to go through a few of the talking points from an article that Mercola published a few days ago. Okay? And guess what the title is? This is going to blow your mind. The title of his article is "More Vaccines Equal More Deaths." This is a guy who has been a doctor all of his life. He's not a young man. He's probably close to my age, okay? He's done massive research. He's got a full staff to do research, yet he will continue to put out things that are not financially advantageous to him. Gee, maybe you think he's for real? Because what he's doing isn't financially advantageous, and those who look over him are making sure of that. But let's go over a few talking points from one of his articles. And I'm not going to read the whole article, but there will be links to three articles in the show tomorrow. I mean, in the article tomorrow with the show embedded in it. They will be "More Vaccines Equal More Deaths," the one we use for this show. "Pfizer is Hiding How COVID Jabs Damage the Heart." This is an absolute fact now. It's not even a guess anymore. That's the second article you will have a link to. And very, very important as far as this topic goes. And the last one, "New Study." Listen, Roger said study, meaning not some, I don't know, tinfoil hat wearing freak in the middle of the woods saying something and he wants everybody to believe it. "New study, heart scarring found in children months after receiving the COVID-19 jab." Listen to me. Heart scarring found in children months after receiving the COVID-19 jab, which means their heart now has a weak spot. Not a joke. The scarring on a heart is exactly that. It is a weak spot on that heart. How many children have myocarditis, have died from it? How many? 5 years ago, you never heard of a kid dying from myocarditis. And if you did, it was a one in a billion happenstance. Today, how many? Do some research, people. And when did the myocarditis deaths in our children start? Gee, would anybody want to guess about the time they started telling you you had to have your children vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccines? Yeah. All right, let's go through the talking points from Mercola's article. I put all three of those articles there because one leads to another leads to another. And what they do is convince you beyond a shadow of a doubt this old man isn't just raising his voice so that he can hear himself talk. No, I got better things to do. But please read all three of them, and everything I said will click into place if it hasn't already. But let's do his talking points. How about a peer-reviewed study published in 2011 using 2009 data demonstrated that among the most highly developed nations, those requiring the most vaccine doses for their infants, listen to me, tended to have the least favorable infant mortality rates. And which one of those, I don't know, developed nations has the highest infant mortality rate in a first world nation? I don't even think I have to answer that. How about the next point, okay? Earlier this year, that study was replicated using 2019 data. Wait a minute. It was originally done in 2011 using 2009 data. Now it's replicated using data from 10 years later, 2019. And it's still finding a robust negative correlation with vaccine doses. 10 years later, exact same answer. Who the hell's listening? Obviously not the right people. How about a second follow-up analysis also included mortality data, okay, on neonates and children under five using data sets from 2019, listen people, and 2021. Gee, what was going on in 2021? All three categories, listen to me. Neonates, infants, and under fives have higher mortality rates the more vaccine doses they're given. Did you hear what I just said? This is a study, people. This isn't Roger running off at the mouth hoping you're going to believe him. How many of this do I, how much of this do I have to throw in people's face before they start to go, what the hell, and refuse to let anybody stick that crap in their kids again? How many? Let me go through that last part again. All three categories mentioned, neonates, infants, and under fives, have higher mortality rates the more vaccine doses they're given. So when the next person looks at you and says, you better get vaccinated, that's the only thing helping humanity, chuckle, laugh. You ain't got to tell them why. Because by all proof and by all studies, we can see vaccines have exacerbated the mortality rate. And it's not a joke. But yet, you better take one. Your kids better get 15 vaccines or 30 vaccines or they can't go to kindergarten. Yep. And one of them is going to be a COVID booster. You want to bet? Other studies have shown that the timing of vaccine administration can impact the mortality risk. The gender of your child can also make him or her susceptible to injury and death, and the sequence in which they receive the vaccines can heighten or lessen risk of death. I just told you all these things. Gender, okay, makes a difference, okay? Timing makes a difference, okay? All of this stuff makes a difference. But yet, do they say, oh, you've got a girl and this don't work so good on a girl and you've already had one shot, so maybe we shouldn't give them the nope. You come in, you get your shot, you can go to school. How many parents are warned ahead of time. In this country, you have the right to know. You have the right to be fully informed of any deadly or harmful side effects of any medications you are told you need to take, especially if you are coerced into taking it in order to maintain your livelihood. You have the right to know. You have the right to be fully informed. How many are? How many even know to ask? How many even know what to say if the doctor looks at you and says, well, this one has thimerosal in it to make sure it's pure, and it has aluminum in it to make sure that when it goes in, it does exactly what it's supposed to do. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's safe and effective. Oh, gee, where have we heard that before? Yeah. Okay. This is not a joke, people. All of this is true, and it has been true. If I'm going to do a massive die-off on planet Earth, if I am going to do this, I have to do it with something that a very large portion of the population trusts, has faith in. When I was growing up, doctors were like gods to us, okay? They were, okay? When a doctor went by, you smiled and you say, hi, doctor. Yep, I remember all of that. Today, can you say the same thing? Because I got to tell you something. I can't. Are there good doctors? There's great doctors. Are there really, really bad doctors? I think we've already discussed some of that, haven't we? So stop and look at all of this, okay? We are talking about something that is supposed to be the savior for humanity. We are talking about something that is supposed to save a lot of humanity from dying off from this extremely horrible virus called COVID-19, which it turns out from the CEO of Moderna himself, how many of you know that, was caught saying and recorded saying that the only people dying from COVID are over 80 or people that have several severe comorbidities. This is the CEO of Moderna, people. And is his vaccine just as dangerous as anybody else's? You bet it is. So, for something that had no more knockdown power than the yearly flu, they have vaccinated almost 75% of the global population with something they absolutely know has very deadly side effects or has the ability to incapacitate you for life, or has the ability to make you sterile so that you can't pass your lineage on. Why? Because they decided you can't. They don't want your children populating this planet. Anybody think that Roger's just being ignorant right now and saying really nasty or, I don't know, off the wall things because he doesn't like these people? That's exactly right. I couldn't have described it better myself. I fear and hate, okay, what has been stuck down our throats as truth for so many years, but far too many people, they don't even pay attention. They don't listen. It's not part of their care each day. If I'm not sick, why should I worry about my doctor? Why? Why should I care if he's evil? Why should I care? It's not my problem, I'm not sick. So you're never going to get sick. Your job's never going to tell you you need to get a vaccine, so on and so forth. Inevitably, we all come into play. We do. And anybody who thinks they don't is just a little bit ignorant. Okay, how about a German study? Let's go to another study, okay? Actually, hold on one second. Yeah. Actually, I do want to jump to this because I'm running out of time and I want to make sure I get this information out. A German study compared outcomes between people who got the COVID shot and those who didn't. A German study, not Roger blowing up and misinterpreting something. A German study compared outcomes between people who got the COVID shot and those who didn't. During 2021, symptomatic COVID-19 complaints were more frequent among the unjabbed, but during 2022, the ratios of COVID infection in the two groups narrowed until finally the jabbed group had 18% more likelihood to get COVID, and the COVID infections experienced by the jabbed group were more severe. The rate of severe persistent symptoms of COVID were also 2.5 times higher in the jabbed. So in other words, you did exactly what you were told. You went out and you got your vaccines. Not one, not two, not three. You got four. And you know what? If you get a chance, you might go after that fifth. But now we're finding out that the jabbed group, okay, was 18% more likely to get COVID. What? You've been vaccinated fully, but you're going to get COVID. Not only that, but the infections experienced by those who were already jabbed were much more severe than those who were never jabbed and got COVID. What? Are you kidding me? And the severe persistent symptoms of COVID were also 2.5 times higher than those who were never jabbed. In other words, I went out, got all three, all four of your shots. I ended up by getting COVID, and I'm 2.5 times sicker than anybody that never bothered to get your damn shot. So I got something I'm not supposed to be able to get. It's making me sicker than those who never bothered to go out and get the medication. Are you listening to me, people? How about one more point? The jab report being diagnosed with new chronic health problems at a rate 2.5 times higher than the unjabbed. Menstrual problems amongst women are 400% more frequent than in the jabbed group. Excuse me, my mistake. That's why I paused. 4 times more frequent in the jabbed group than in the unjabbed group. So now we're talking about the fertility issue. Now we're also talking about a woman's normal cycle being interrupted. Yeah. 400% increase in interruption in menstrual cycles and problems amongst women. And this is only the jabbed. Everything I've told you, the German study I just described to you, okay? All of the studies I described to you, none of this is guesses anymore, people. We know the jab will literally, okay, put our kids in mortal danger. We know the jabs will also put us in mortal danger, but maybe not quite as bad as our children, okay? We do know that infertility is going to follow. We do know that organ failure is going to follow. We do know all of this is happening as we speak. We know that the unexplained deaths across the planet are screaming up, but you won't hear about that. You've got to dig like we do to find that because they don't want you to see it. And why do they call them unexplained deaths? I can explain it. When did that rise start? Gee, when the big push on getting the globe vaccinated started. Look, people, I've only got a couple minutes left. Let me give you a real quick Rogers synopsis, all right? You don't have to worry about Armageddon. You don't have to worry about nuclear bombs flying all over the planet because the elites do not want to trash the planet for themselves. You don't have to worry about this. You don't have to worry about major wars that are going to destroy a vast portion of this population and, I don't know, the infrastructure of this planet. That's not going to happen. What the elites were looking for was a way to give you, okay, a one-way ticket, you and a vast majority of humanity, a one-way ticket using a mechanism that was well trusted. Now, what's going to happen when all of a sudden, stop and think what I'm about to say, when all of a sudden a vast majority of humanity wakes up because they see the die-off going off around them. They see it. They put two and two together. By then, we may not even have an internet. May not even be allowed to have an internet. Roger's not joking. Okay, there is a kill switch for that thing. All right? There may be a point where we can't say anything. Stephen, where have I got any of this wrong?
You haven't.
And as usual, have I been poignant enough?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Again, listen to me, people. I want to reiterate one more time. If you wanted, and I say this every show, if you wanted to decrease the level of humanity to a controllable number, and we all know 8.5 billion is not very controllable for a small amount of elites, and you want to bring the sovereign nations to their knees under global governance, you don't use nuclear bombs. You use something that will leave the infrastructure in place but eliminate a vast majority of humanity. Look around you. Please look around you. Please look at the rise in unexplained deaths in just 2 years. Now, take that same number and average it out over 10, and that number will shock the living hell out of you. And it's increasing every single day. And a vast majority of that is among the vaccinated. But they do transmit. They do. So what you need to do is go to Mercola and look for the detox. And he does have one. It is proven to work. And I would strongly recommend it. If you're someone like me who's hardly around anybody and spends all his time working and only goes to the store one day a week for a couple of hours, and that's Wally World, where I'm never within more than a few feet of anybody, then I probably don't have too much to worry about. But if you live with a family that is fully vaccinated and you aren't, okay, or if you are a teacher in a class full of vaccinated children, and I could go on and on. If you are immersed in this, doesn't really matter what we're seeing with the shedding. It doesn't really matter if you have or have not been vaccinated to a degree. I would imagine you will be a lot less tainted if you didn't get the vaccines. But going through the treatment just to be sure, you and I both know from everything I've said, that's not a bad idea. And Mercola has that information. And if ever anybody would like me to, and I probably will, I will include a link to that information in the next show, or maybe even in the article tomorrow. Please listen up, people. We are looking at a globalist plan that has been in the works for over 200 years. What put it into overdrive? Technology. The same thing that's allowing us to push back. Stephen, anything from you, please?
No, I just passed that link in chat. Well, I had Annie pass the link to that video I was referring good. To. I'll pass it to you, too.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, this is the first time I've asked Stephen for an opinion, and he hasn't had one, so I don't know. I guess. Pretty much, or do you pretty much agree with what I put out today? Stephen?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. And the thing of it is, between Stephen and I, we're at a point where I'm hoping that if he wants to challenge something I say, he steps in and says, what about? Because I respect Stephen's, the research he's done over time. All right. Look, that's about it. And I'm not going to push this too much further. What I do want to tell everybody here is you need to look. You need to see what's going on around you, people, because this is the end of the world everybody's been talking about. But it's not the end of the world for them. It's the end of the world as you know it. Time to push back, people. And don't forget to check Mercola out for that treatment. I guarantee it's going to be worth your time, okay? All right, Stephen. Again, any last words? Because if I don't breathe soon, I'm probably going to pass out.
No, sir. We can end it right here if you'd like.
Actually, I wouldn't like to ever end it, but yeah, I need to breathe. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
All right, folks. Till next week.